I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Today, President Barack Obama defended his decision to extend Bush-era tax cuts for two more years. He said a long political battle with Republicans would have been a bad deal for the economy. Today, Ireland took a different approach to its economy. The government there issued a package of tough cuts and tax hikes aimed at saving the country from default. Ireland's economic meltdown has angered the Irish public. It also provided inspiration for some artists and performers. The World's Laura Lynch reports from a theater in the town of Portlaoise.
Laura, very welcome to Outsiders. I mean, look at this, people turning out for economics.
David McWilliams is bringing in the crowds to theaters like this one across Ireland, and that's in spite of the freezing weather. McWilliams' one-man show is simple in its staging but complex in its subject matter. He strides about on a bare stage and explains to the audience how Ireland got into this mess while a debt clock ticks away in the background.
Last year it was $65 billion. This year it is $90 billion and counting. And
that's McWilliams is a performer, no doubt about that. In between the tough bits, he lightens things up, mocking the formerly rich with their fancy homes and their pretentiously named children.
Around where I am, there's been an outbreak of Ezekiel's. Oh, Ezekiel, come in for your asparagus tips.
McWilliams commands an audience with his storytelling talents, but also with his insider's knowledge. He's an economist who used to work at Ireland's central bank and in the investment banking industry. In newspaper articles and broadcasts, he predicted Ireland's housing boom would go bust. Where else in the world, he says, would he get the chance to stage a show?
You'd never see an American economist on the stage. You know, nor would you probably ever see the National Theatre of America, in our case the Abbey Theatre, asking an economist to come on. So it's not just me. The arts establishment are very well aware that the artistic community has to interpret what's going on.
In Dublin, another artist has touched a nerve with his take on the nation's woes.
Hiya, Vincent.
Hey, Brian, how you doing?
Here is this.
Jesus.
Judgment Day.
Looks amazing.
Brian McCarthy has brought his latest painting to a downtown gallery. He made a good living until a couple of years ago when Ireland's money bubble burst. So McCarthy was happy when the gallery owner suggested a showing of his works.
The exhibition came about through accumulating paintings that I simply couldn't sell any other way. I had 2 years' work unsold, and that was under very severe financial pressure, so I had no choice but to have the show.
The paintings are striking. One depicts Ireland as a third-world nation with teeming slums, another as a city in flames, and still another suggesting revolution. McCarthy says the images were a reaction to the anger he felt as he watched his country unravel.
And it really sickened me to see what was going on in the upper echelons of our society here. Our money had been frittered away by our unimaginative people. And so yes, these paintings are all from that.
McCarthy's latest work, called Judgment Day, features a statue of the scales of justice visible through smoke and ash. Across a lake, a mother and her child look on, the girl clutching an Irish flag. This patron isn't all that certain she likes what she's seeing.
And I don't think it's that bad here yet, is it? I don't think I could live with it. But then again, who can live with what we're dealing with here either?
McCarthy walks over to explain that the painting actually portrays hope.
From the ashes will rise the phoenix.
Yes, true.
You know? And a young child looking on will be very different when she's an adult.
Hopefully.
Yeah. So yeah. It's not all
doom
destruction.
Although it feels like it today. Huh?
Throughout its history, Ireland has had its share of dark times. David McWilliams says they often coincide with the moments when the country's creative lights shine their brightest.
In the beauty of Ireland is we have produced 4 Nobel Prize winners for literature and none for economics. It's fantastic.
On stage, McWilliams ends his show with a hint of hope, urging the Irish to harness their creativity and their energy to challenge the politicians and the bankers.
And if we break the power of the insiders and liberate the potential of the outsiders, there is absolutely nothing that our country cannot achieve.
The message finds a receptive audience among those searching for signs of optimism. Optimism, like creativity, is part of the Irish people's cultural DNA, and the economic crisis won't change that. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch, Portlaoise, Ireland.
If you'd like to see some of Brian McCarthy's paintings of Ireland as a third world country, we've got a slideshow and the artist discussing his work. It's at theworld.org.